This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program, part one or part two, depending on when you're listening and how the information comes to you. There are a lot of different ways to get this program, including on a radio station. How about that for a concept? Yes, it's a radio program on radio stations. Many of the same programs that you hear that I produce other than the DJV show are on a lot of those same stations, like our DJV Health Program. This hour is devoted to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices down at Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. A lot of people are, as a result of this program, listening and feeling good about their options for treatment because they've been able to contact Ken either in person in his clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Florida, or by telemedicine. No matter what your connection or how you'd like to connect, if you do want to, and I would tell you it's a worthwhile affair, no question about it. Ken is one of the smartest people I know when it comes to medicine, and he's a cardiologist, but he'll tell you all about what's going on in your body from head to toe. So if you'd like to connect, I'll give you his number. Here's Ken's number. For a good time, call Ken at 352-735-1400, okay? 352 area code 735-1400. A good medical time will be had by all. So this week, Ken, marks another round in the COVID wars and what the CDC is saying or not saying and the confusion that comes from them because of their horrible leadership. So we're confused sometimes. This is my editorial, not yours. But I do want to start with the guidance to end isolation without the negative test. You want to unravel your, one of your favorite expressions is, let me unravel this. So you want to unravel that, please?
Boy, that would be a challenge to be able to do that. Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you. But, yes, an upgrade for the CDC would be clear communication. It would help everybody.
That'd be nice.
And that's not a criticism. It's just a fact. Yeah,
for me, it's a criticism because it's ridiculous. We've got all these. We've got the NIH. You've got the CDC. And other government agencies contradicting each other. Nobody knows what to believe. And therefore, you know, and then people say, well, I want to go by CDC guidance. Okay, well, today you'll do one thing. Tomorrow you'll do something else. And next week you'll do something yet again different. And this is just bad management, as far as I'm concerned. They ought to really get their ducks together at least enough. Even, I mean, at this point, after a couple of years, Ken, we know enough about COVID and the various things that are attached to it so we can do a better job. I think we could do a lot better. Anyway, having said
your that. Your feelings are remarkably well felt among the population.
Yep.
On this.
So why don't we even pay attention to them? Why do we even bother? Why don't we just come up with a set of standards that we know and give the advice to people about, okay, take this issue, if you will, ending isolation without a negative test. Okay, so what, you know, most people have ended isolation anyway. They're wearing a mask. The smart people are getting shots. And so what else is there to say? You can't keep saying the same thing a different way over and over again and have anybody listen to you.
You know, they have a huge budget. They have a lot of regulatory authority. So it's hard to ignore them because of the clout and authority.
Can they do something to you if you ignore their advice?
Oh,
can they say,
course.
I'm going to take your license, Ken? They can do that.
Well,
something wrong with that picture.
You know, I wouldn't even want to know where they could go because I'm sure that whatever they wanted to do, if they wanted to create misery for any one of us, they could. I mean, yeah. they're in.
I'm from the government and I'm here to help. What a joke. Okay, I mean, so anyway.
I mean, we need them on our side to do what we need to do, and when they're not, you know.
I don't need them on my side.
Easy.
I think I can figure this out pretty much on my own, listening to you and other people who have a brain and an expertise and are steady-handed. That's, I think, the difference here. So anyway, let's get beyond this. If you have a negative COVID test, then they say
you went, a little too far.
Okay.
What the CDC did, which was helpful, was that they redefined the definition of what happens when you are COVID positive and how you get back into society, how you end your isolation. And this has evolved. It's a new disease, new strains. So the rules are going to change. And unfortunately, that message is not stated often enough by the people who give out the rules. And that's why a lot of people just get so frustrated, because they do, as you described well. They wake up one day, they hear one thing. They wake up the next day, they hear something else, and they begin to not know what to believe. But this really is such a moving target, because it's a brand new disease. Every time we learn something new, do we really want to keep it quiet so we won't confuse everybody? No, we want to give out the newest information so we can help the most. And then when you get a new strain, it's literally, it may be called COVID-19, but it acts very differently. It just becomes really a new disease. Relative to the old one, and that's why this becomes so confusing. Well, anyway, we talked a lot last week what to do if you're exposed to somebody, or what to do yourself if you turn positive. And this, what Doug is talking about, is the change from last week on what to do, from the change we talked about last week on what to do if you yourself become positive. And the latest that we talked about last week was, now once you turn positive, if after 5 days you have no longer have a fever and you are no longer with symptoms, you can go back into society as long as you wear a mask for at least the next 5 days, and probably should longer, but that's the minimum recommendation, at least 5 more days of wearing a good mask. Mm-hmm. And what is being debated as we speak is, before you get out of isolation after that, those 5 days, and start wearing a mask, should you first have a test, a COVID-19 test, to see if you're still positive like you were 5 days prior? Now, if we had enough rapid tests, that would probably be a requirement. But go try, as we speak right now, find a rapid test. You can't find it. Mm-hmm. What you will find are some PCR tests. And PCRs, that's the gold standard. That's the most sensitive test. And the good thing about the PCR is how sensitive it is. When you don't know if you have COVID-19 and you want to find out, the PCR is the best test because it's the most sensitive. But once you know you're positive, PCR will turn positive if you in your body have any viral fragments. And you can have viral fragments after being infected for up to 12 weeks. And sometimes even longer, but it's not unusual, up to 12 weeks. Now, just because you have the legs or this part of the virus or that part of the virus can't cause an infection. It can't actually cause disease if it's not an intact viral organism and get to the next person. So the problem with the PCR test is it will tell you that you have viral particles on you, but it won't tell you if you are infectious, that you can actually spread illness. So that's why they're not requiring you to get tested, because the only real tests that are available right now are PCR, and they'll be positive way beyond when most of us are no longer
still confused. This is still, it's still very confusing. At any rate, you've done a great job trying to pick it apart, but it's just way too complex, way too confusing. Either if you're negative, and I'm so frustrated by this, because even the sentence doesn't make any sense. The ending isolation without a negative COVID test. So what is the point even of having? There are no tests to be had. So why don't you just say, okay, the isolation period is over. That's it. Wear a mask if you're indoors.
Because
that's
the
it.
Problem is, because the problem is you still may be contagious at that point.
And just listen, but you don't know you are.
Slow down. It's not good for your blood pressure. If you, if you're let out into society and you're still contagious, this Omicron is so contagious that you can.
But it doesn't. It isn't. You, there's no way of knowing, Ken, because you can't get a hold of any of these tests.
No. Well, it's you're. If you follow what I'm saying. Well, if you had the test, if the planning was done where they would have had enough of these home tests, then you would have been able to check yourself. But we don't have them. So the question is, do we let the economy fall apart and tell people they need to be? Well, that is why we're letting people out after 5 days. And there's about a 20% chance using that criteria that the people are infectious.
Yeah, well, but the COVID now,
What is complicated about what I just said?
That made sense. That was it. That's all we had to say. In terms of what you do, under the circumstances, it's not that big a deal anyway. It's like getting a cold. The real problem is the Delta variant that's still around.
Not forever. There still are people dying.
Omicron. Of Omicron?
Yes. Come on, look at this. Omicron is about 90% right now, and look at the death rates. Go look at the graphs.
I was told by my thoracic guy that I went to see this week at Newton Wellesley Hospital, the people that are dying there are all Delta. There are two similarities. They're all Delta, and they never were vaccinated. Nobody's died there of Omicron.
That's not true. But
well, it is there.
The people who are dying from Omicron are people who haven't been vaccinated or who have immunodeficient states. But it's not that nobody is dying from it. It's just that so many more people have it. You know, look at the spike. Everywhere, the number of people positive has never been higher throughout the 2 years. But it still seems to be a milder illness. So a smaller fraction, a much smaller fraction of people are being hospitalized or dying. But the number of people who have it are so large. So you're still getting some people dying and hospitalized. And you're getting more children. This is an upper airway. Omicron is more of an upper airway illness. And so it's affecting children more.
We'll pause for a moment and then we'll continue. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with further clarification, if you will, on the statements. I know I get put out. I'm so fed up with this, frankly, and I think most people are just fed up. That's why they won't. The CDC gets that. The government gets it. People won't stand for what happened before because the whole thing was unnecessary to begin with. The fear factor created by the news media, you know, there wasn't much you were going to do to change the direction. If you're wearing a mask and get a shot, that's as much as you can do. Shutting down businesses, if you let people go to work and wear a mask, then at least people's lives can sort of continue. Now, the question about youngsters and whether they are going into the hospital, it's interesting. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you the information that I got this week locally here in Massachusetts was that children were not being affected by this to the extent that older people who are over 65 or 70 who have a lot of, like, other problems might fall into this bad groove. So, but now I think you're saying that some children are going to the hospital. Is it with Omicron or is it with Delta?
All right. Well, right now, Omicron is over 90% of the cases. Okay.
Yep. I got that.
Delta is, and the original strain is gone. Delta is becoming a rarity and everybody's getting Omicron. And Omicron is more of an upper airway illness as opposed to where Delta was more in the lower respiratory infection.
That's it. Presents itself like a cold, sniffles, that kind of stuff.
Correct. And children, their upper airways are less well developed than adults. You know, they get their serious illnesses as upper airway colds, things like that. That's how they get into the hospital. And since Omicron is more of an upper airway, upper respiratory illness, it seems to be hurting children a little more than the other variants, and the rate of admission for children is increased for the Omicron than for the others. But there is a bit of a controversy because you will hear some say that they're testing all the kids who are going into the hospital for other reasons. Regardless, everyone gets tested. and Omicron is just so widespread now, so more kids just have it. So it's still very early. You know, this has only been around for a few weeks. So I think we're going to learn more and more about this. So the facts of Omicron are still being established as you and I talk. So we know that more kids are in the hospital with Omicron, whether they're in the hospital because of Omicron or secondary and just carrying Omicron with them into the hospital because of the other reasons they're being admitted. That question won't be answered for a few weeks. Stay tuned.
I'd be interested to know the socioeconomic background of the people, the youngsters who are going. I'm betting that, and this is not anything other than a statement, children that come from families that have a little bit better chance at opportunity, I'm going to bet inner city kids are more at risk here than kids that live in the suburbs or in rural America. I think that's just the way I would read this. That has to play into it to a certain extent, don't you think?
It remains to be seen. I think Omicron is everywhere. I mean, Omicron is like the measles that I told you. It's as contagious.
No, I'm not suggesting it isn't everywhere. I'm suggesting those people who get more compromised by it, that get sicker from it, are people who come from places where they don't have good food. They don't eat enough of the regular stuff to build up their immune system. They aren't living the kind of life that you would hope every child would be able or entitled to live. And I think that's what I was saying. We'll pause for a moment, then back another half hour. Wow, we got lots to cover here, and we'll continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DJV.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden and the First Lady yesterday touring the area of Colorado devastated by the Marshall Fire last week. It sparked on December 30th. It's burned more than 6,000 acres, destroying over 1,100 structures across Superior, Louisville, and unincorporated Boulder counties. It did that in less than 24 hours. President Biden saying drought conditions that are caused by climate change are what helped fuel the fire, and that can't be ignored.
We can't ignore the reality that these fires are being supercharged. They're being supercharged by change in the weather.
Weather in the news in Washington State, where a 72-year-old man is presumed dead after going missing yesterday morning after trying to move his car to higher ground. Authorities believe he may have been swept away by floodwaters.
This is USA Radio News. A disappointing jobs report for December released yesterday morning, but President Biden is still calling this a historic moment in the nation's economic recovery. Now, the jobless rate in December was down from 4.2% in November to 3.9%, but the economy added just 199,000 new jobs last month, which is well below the analyst expectations of around 420,000 new jobs. Biden, though, touting job growth during his first year in office when looked at overall.
We have added 6.4 million new jobs since January of last year.
This year's Golden Globe, scheduled for tomorrow evening, normally, is actually going to be a private event with no spectators and no direct media coverage. In fact, there's not even going to be a live stream. Instead, the winners are going to be announced on social media and on the association's website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, lovingly referred to as Dr. Ken by me and others who go to see him with regularity. You don't really want to go see Ken with with regularity. That's not a good sign if you're going to see Ken with regular. I mean, once a year for a regular medical checkup like I get, that's great, so you know what's going on in your body. But if you got a problem, you know, it's sometimes presents itself, and then you become someone that he gets a special call about, and you got to go to the hospital. You got to figure out what's what. The next question here that I have, or the next focus on.
Can I just make
on,
one last statement about you I asking so. About, you know, yes. Death from Omicron? Just the last statement. Doug, in reality, it usually takes a few weeks to untangle, unravel your question after the peak hospitalization. So we're close, hopefully, not yet there, but we're close. In Florida, the models are looking like we have peaked from Omicron.
Yes.
So usually you know about 2 weeks after the peak what the actual death rate was from the particular strain. So the answer to your question, it certainly seems like it's less lethal than Delta was. You know, right. That definitely seems clear, but how less severe, we're only going to know a couple of weeks after the peak, and that should be about 10 days ago we can answer the question.
Well, the South Africans 10 days to 2 weeks ago said that they started on the downward curve, and Israel says they're on the downward curve. So the next thing is you look around, and I wonder around the country whether all states, Florida seemed to get it early, and so they're on the downside. It isn't going to be the good thing if we want to look at the good news here instead of all this horrible fear-based thinking, is that even though, like in my community, they're mandating a mask thing, I don't buy that. I think people need to be educated as to why they need to wear a mask, not somebody hang over them with a, you know, you have to wear a mask or else kind of thing. At any rate, let's keep moving here. The vaccine that we're talking about, a couple of different vaccine items here. One of them is the booster for children ages 12 and under. I noticed the CDC, again, why am I paying attention to them? But They seem to be important in the endorsement department. So if you have a child under the age of 12, would you say you would follow the recommendation and give a Pfizer shot to a child under a booster to a child under 12?
Well, the CDC made a number of changes this week to everything. So let's first define what they are so people will know what it is that I'm maybe agreeing with or maybe not. Because there really were three. Do we have enough time here? Because there were three different important recommendations.
Yep.
Okay. So first, the CDC shortened Pfizer COVID-19 booster interval to 5 months prior to us going on the air, just in the last day or so. The recommendation was to get your booster, if you'd had the Pfizer, 6 months after your second shot, and now that's gone to 5 months after the second shot. And the reason is because they're noticing in more and more follow-up that your antibody titer is falling faster. So we want to keep you
But how do you get your antibodies tested? You got to have a blood test, right, for the antibodies to be tested?
Right. You have to have a blood test, and it's hard to interpret these test right now. You have to really do it on an individual basis, but these are from their studies, and in their studies they have tests that we don't have through the general public, because the testing of immunity from the vaccine is an area of great research study, and this is an area that will evolve in the next 6 to 12 months. Mm-hmm. So don't even go there. Just realize that it's based on the studies that everyone who was in the original studies that allowed these on the market are being studied, and this is from analysis of their data. And so that it's good to know that. So if you had the COVID-19 Pfizer and you're more than 5 months beyond your second shot, that's when you're eligible to get
boosted. All right, well, what about now all the talk about a fourth shot? I've been investigating.
Now you're going into a whole different area. That's being researched right now. Israel is at the forefront of that. And the question, we don't yet know. There's no yet conclusion.
What does your gut tell you? What does your gut tell you as a doctor? Yes. After five months?
Well, ask me in 2 months. You mean whether we're going to need a fourth shot?
Well, you hear everybody telling, doctors everywhere are saying that this stuff wears out after a few months. It doesn't have the same starch as it does. So if you want to protect yourself, don't you need to get another booster? Pfizer.
There's nothing to do right now. And whether we're going to need it or not, you know, that's a crystal ball question. You know, we just don't know. I mean, we're not getting vaccinated. In 1918, the last time we had a pandemic like this, H1N1 flu, I mean, it just vanished. It just went away. I mean, we have variants of it now, so we get a flu shot, but this is a very unpredictable thing. I mean, whether we're going to need it or not, just who knows? If it burns out and goes away, which it can after Omicron, like it did in the Spanish flu, then the whole world will have natural immunity and we'll be done with it. If it comes back in variants and we don't have immunity, then we're going to end up needing vaccines, which won't surprise me.
Yeah.
But it just is a matter of what will happen and when it'll happen. No one has the answer. And anyone who's answering those questions knows less than you and me. And they're just speculating. No one knows the answer to those questions.
You're very funny sometimes. You don't know who you are. Vaccine in terms
let's go back before you got me off the tent, because what we do know, that was one of the three things that we do know. If you've had the Pfizer COVID-19 and you're beyond 5 months from your second shot, you're due for a boost. You don't have to wait 6 months. Yeah. Next is the CDC also recommended, Doug, that moderately or severely immunocompromised children between 5 and 11 be given a third dose as part of their primary vaccination with the Pfizer vaccine. And this is to be given 28 days after the second shot. So this is just for those aged 5 to 11. But also what came out this week, new, which you were referring to before, this third new recommendation came from the FDA, and it gave emergency authorization this week for children between 12 and 15 to receive a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So it's confusing. You can't give one prescription that fits everybody. You have to talk to your doctor about you individually, what you need to do about getting vaccinated fully. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah, it's so, and that by, you just said the FDA recommended that. What do they have to do with the CDC, and why are they
Exactly. That's
involved.
How complicated this is, because to get really full recommendation, the CDC has to come around and also bless it also. So it takes both to really have full comfort among the doctors to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. All right. Our podcast at DJVHealthShow.com every week. The most recent one has Ken and I talking about what else? Testing positive, the whole business about travel with COVID, the messaging, how flawed it is. It becomes the same thing. It's almost the same show every week with nuance. That's it. Podcasts available always without charge, free at DJVHealthShow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. You can get the podcast on DJV Health Show and the DJVHealthShow.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, CRP, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off runs January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contract every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. Ken, and projections. Let's just look ahead a little bit as to COVID. You said something, though, that was pretty indicative of what you're feeling, I think, and that was reference back to the pandemic of 1916 to 1918. My father's mother died, her sister died, her uncle died, and they all died within like 2 days. The funeral for all three of them was the same day, and they're all buried in the same plot. So I wonder if there are stories like that, Ken, regarding this situation. But you said something that I think was very important, and that is how this just disappeared. One day it's there, next day gonzo. And I think you're feeling that's what the future holds for this situation as well. Yes?
Yes. Then certainly there are stories exactly like what you describe, maybe even more. But there are definitely stories of kids. There's a story not too far away from where I am of, mother and father within 48 hours passing away and the mm-hmm. children having no parent. I mean, it's just horrible. It just tears your heart apart. But I have some good news because you're asking me to make a prediction. I'll give you one that I think I can make with some realistically. And that is that I think in the next 2 or 3 months, this is going to be dramatically gone. You know, we're talking about February, March, come springtime. I think that this is really going to be a way, and unless the very tiny chance there's some new variant that comes around that is so different.
Well, isn't there something in France now? Isn't there some sort of somebody who's talking about some silly?
There are thousands, Doug, there are thousands of variants, okay? There's something somewhere everywhere, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the media is trying to scare us, but there's something somewhere everywhere. And the key, though, is that hopefully with Omicron, and it's looking like it's happening, it's so widespread that there's going to be so much natural immunity in the world that between the enormous natural immunity from Omicron and then the combined by the pockets of vaccination immunity in certain countries that are pretty good, with those two, there's going to be enough immunity that whatever comes by, the virus won't survive, and we're going to go get out of this just like what happened in 1918. Because in 1918, there were no vaccines, there were no therapeutics, and you have an illness that's killing more people than World War One, and suddenly it's gone. And it left because a very contagious, mild variant spread like wildfire worldwide, just like what's happening with Omicron, and there was natural immunity everywhere, and the world moved on.
So maybe there's no need to get a booster. Maybe we sit around and wait for another month or two.
That's why when you're why in the earlier segment, when you're asking me to predict about boosters, that's the calculus.
The test, the COVID test now can't really delineate between COVID and the flu, and many of them, from what I've read.
The PCR test can easily delineate between the two.
Yeah.
They're different viruses, and the PCR is very sensitive to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What you might be confusing is that it's hard to differentiate with the standard test that you buy yourself between the different variants of COVID-19, but definitely between flu and COVID-19, any of the variants, the tests are pretty good at doing that.
What are they calling is now Fluocron or something like that, the combination if you get the flu and Omicron. Let's hope that doesn't happen to anybody who's listening to this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DGV Health. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
Have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener and lift those heavy salt bags for me.
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that can wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protect your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. Free Report Fast.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, 53 past the hour now, DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with Doug Steffen to answer some questions. We certainly focus a lot, probably for the next few months still, on COVID and what the vaccine does and what it doesn't do. A couple of questions about birthing, being pregnant. There are a lot of people who are paying attention to the info. My son and his wife were one of them. She did get a vaccine early on in her pregnancy, and the question came up. The reason she was hesitant is because there was a story floating around that the odds of premature birth would be increased if you had the vaccine. Apparently, it wasn't enough to keep them from getting the shots, but then the baby was not born prematurely, pretty much like a day early, I think, the baby was born. So what, in terms of mothers who are listening right now, get the vaccine? Yes? No? Wait? What do you suggest?
Well, let me make myself clear, because being pregnant and getting COVID is a high-risk situation for both mother and child. And so you don't want to get your COVID while you're pregnant. Early on, and it still lingers out there, so bigger reason why so many women are not getting vaccinated is because there was a story out there on social media that the vaccine will interfere with your fertility. Please let me reassure everybody that a little bit of messenger RNA from the vaccine has nothing to do with fertility. It does not get into your DNA. and it has nothing to do with fertility. You're just leaving yourself open to potentially even dying if you get COVID when you're pregnant. You become very high risk. It's very bad. You don't want to get COVID for the first time while you're pregnant. And then the good news additionally is the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report that comes out of the CDC. Physicians and medical students read this on a regular basis. This week reported good study that COVID-19 vaccines don't raise the odds for premature birth. So women concerned about pregnancy, the vaccine has nothing to do with it. Please let me reassure you. But what can interfere is getting COVID while you're pregnant. That puts you and your child into great danger.
All right, you're a cardiologist, so you're dealing with high blood pressure issues all the time. Question about high blood pressure, whether it has any connection to the vaccines or having COVID. And the second part of that is because there have been more deaths among pregnant women who have high blood pressure, is there a connection? There's a connection between pregnant women with high blood pressure and the deaths among them or the babies, but does that have any connection to COVID and vaccines?
Well, different aspects. Let me tackle this. It's not an acute issue. What's happening is because of COVID, people are mentally stressed out. People are not getting exercise. People are putting on weight. And those are the factors that increase your blood pressure. Mental stress, obesity, not getting enough exercise, and then the wrong diet, eating too much salt. All of those things will increase your blood pressure. And our COVID-19 lifestyle is creating a lifestyle that's promoting high blood pressure. And then we're seeing that also with women who are getting pregnant. There's more deaths occurring during pregnancy because of high blood pressure, because people are just not as fit as they were pre-COVID because of the lifestyle that COVID is creating for all of us.
All right. So that takes care of that. Did you hear the story about the nurse who recovered from COVID-19? She was in a coma. She took Viagra, or the doctors gave her a Viagra, a large dose of Viagra. Why would that have, why would that have influenced the outcome of this? Any idea?
I think this is from the UK, this case
yes,
you're talking about.
English, yes, correct. Nurse in England.
And I don't know the details of it, but Viagra actually will help improve air pressures in the lungs, and it has been used for people who have very bad pressure in their lungs. And whether that was related to it, that's the only what I know, but I will definitely look more into it.
I wonder if the same thing happened if you say Cialis or Levitra. Those are the other two stimulants for ED. A question to be researched, as you've suggested. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time. Answers to your questions, general questions, interesting, important questions. That happens here. Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.